main part, like fertilizing and stuff like that.
Yes.
Painting, marketing.
Well, that's good. You have to get that stuff done. Sometimes you can ask for them. You know, we were talking the other day about the kind of last time I was here, about little animals and things like turtles and things. And I was wondering, what kind of insects do you have around here?
Oh, yes, all kind of little insects, like grasshoppers and old gnats and flies and mosquitoes and just black gnats, just all kind of little pests.
Do you have any of those kind that in the summertime they fly around, they out in the dark, you can see them?
Yeah, they're let's see, what's those things? Oh, we have them.
They light on and off?
Yeah, I don't know. They can flash it on and off. What's she calling? Oh, good night.
Lightning bugs.
Lightning bugs.
Oh, you do have this.
Yeah, we have a lightning bug.
Well, do you have anything that eats mosquitoes?
Well, we have what they call a mosquito hawk. It's a little thing. He's not large, but there is a mosquito hawk.
Do people ever call those mosquito hawks anything else here?
Yes, I know.
And what do you have any of those things that eat holes in your clothes?
Yeah, I guess we do. Moths.
And what about the kind that fly around the light and try to get into the light?
Oh, we have those things, but I don't know what they are. We have a bug, it's terrible to get around lights out here. This security light we have out here in the yard, they just cover that up till at night.
But you do have that animal called that eats holes in your clothes?
Yeah, moth.
Well,
I guess that's more or less of an insect, I guess. I don't know if you call it an animal or not. I don't really know.
But whatever it is, the little insect. But there's ones that try to get into light. Have you ever heard them called candle flies?
Yeah, candle flies.
And what about the ones that sting you, that hurt?
Well, we have all kinds of things that sting you. You take bees and yellow jackets and wasps and all kinds of stuff like that that sting you.
Is a yellow jacket a wasp?
A yellow jacket's in the wasp family. It's just a little, it's much, much smaller than a wasp. And they're a little yellow with little stripes around them, a little yellow jacket is. And they're just about half the size of an ordinary wasp.
Live in the ground?
Yellow jackets build in the ground. Wasp builds, of course, on nests. You have bumblebees, it's in the ground like the yellow jackets. Now they're bad. A bumblebee's pretty—that's right. A bumblebee's pretty big. Oh, you know, a whole lot bigger than a bumblebee. Really big around than a wasp.
Well, do you have those kind of wasps that build nests out of mud?
Well, we call those dirt toppers.
Is that a kind of wasp? Is that the wasp family?
Yeah, he's in a wasp family. He's a whole lot slimmer. He's not got as much body to him as a wasp. And they build all up. Well, we have a terrible time with those dirt dollar nests up in the ceiling of our front porch. They'll build up there, you know. Of course, they're not too bad to come in the house, because they don't, wasp and dirt dollar don't come in the house too bad.
And you said that you had those other things that you said you had a lot of sting. Do you have any that will build this big gray paper nest looking things to hang off the
ceiling? Yeah, hornets. But we have very few of those hornets. I haven't seen a hornet nest in a long time.
Well,
yeah, they build a big old nest, maybe a foot in diameter, you know, and maybe 18 inches long, you know, in a tree. And they are rough. They'll knock you down. They tell me, I don't know, sure, but I've heard a hornet will hit you just right and knock you down. And just hit you so hard and they sting or something. I don't know what knocked you down. It's sure not the weight of him. Because they're not, when I attack these, I've never seen a hornet. But I know they're not large.